Hey, welcome to the Common Sense Show, and we've got a brief introductory period here before we get started. And there's a couple of items of business that I want to share with you, and I do mean business both from the mission of this show and also, too, for really the mission of this country. And we're going to be joined in a few minutes by my good friend Doug Hagman. Doug and I go way, 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 way back, and we've been on each other's shows, and we've collaborated on a number of things. And if there's a worthy servant of God to hold up, it's Doug Hagman. And Doug continues to do just absolutely great work. And I really encourage you to support what he does. Show is fantastic. Hagman PI. I love that. Reminds me of Magnum PI. But Doug is a former private investigator. But we'll get to that, and we're going to kind of interview each other. And you're going to hear that because when you get two people together to say, what are the important things you're finding in your work? And then he'll say to me, well, what are the important things that you find in your work? And we start to compare. And so it's going to be more of a discussion where we really interview each other, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. One of the things that I want to mention to you, though, before we get too deeply into this, I'm not one of these that comes out and says, God spoke to me and told me to do this and that and the other, because it sounds too self-righteous to me in many cases, but I have had that moment, and I've had this thought before, but what I believe God is calling me to do is try to tip over a domino that will lead to another domino that will lead to another domino, where we rid ourselves of our reprobate, immoral leaders, and we replace them with people who are willing to obey. And obey what? The Word of God. And our laws are based on the Ten Commandments. Now, they've taken all that teaching out of most law schools now. It used to be, oh, yeah, the fundamentals of our legal system are, and we used to be told that. And when people went to law school, they learned that on day one. And now we've had such an anti-Christian movement in this country that much of that tradition has been stripped away. But the laws are still there, and you wonder why the laws aren't being followed today, why we have this horrible two-tiered system of justice. Well, I'm telling you why. It's Satan's move to take God out of society, and we need to put it back in. So we need people to serve. And one of the things that I believe that God has spoken to me to do is to lead this anti-incumbent movement against the GOP. I think there's a few people that deserve to stay in power, but I think most need to go. And I'm calling it right now the tossthemall.com movement. It has the blessing of Doug Hagman and Doug Thornton and some of my closest colleagues, but we want to take this nationally, and we need someone to take this movement over. A website, hopefully a website, and state leaders in each state. And there's not a dozen people in the House of Representatives that deserve to be returned to office, and even fewer in the Senate. And we need to replace them with people who obey the Word of God. They don't have to have special skills. We have treasonous leadership, so don't give me the idea they got to be politically expedient or be a lawyer. They don't have to be either. So if you're interested, Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. We're going to start organizing this and talking amongst us. I'm having this discussion with Sarah Westall. So anyway, I just wanted to share with you that's what we're going to do. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. And do I believe we're headed for a financial reset? Absolutely. It's planned. The globalists want it. They want CBDC where they can control everything. What? You're going to go to church and give an offering? Well, you can go to our church that we control, and AI has written God out of the Bible, as the WEF says. Or you can, you get the idea. They'll take your money if you don't obey. And they can take your money anyway. Dodd-Frank 2010. So what Noble Gold will help you do is to get your money independent of the bank. Now, you need to leave operating capital, in my humble opinion, but why would you stay in a system that's caused a dollar to lose 85% of its value? Noble Gold can get your retirement away from the bank, put it under your control, and back it up. This is great. With gold. It's held its value for 6,000 years. Let me send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And I have to say this. All investments are risky. Federal government requirement. And I'll just say this, I have been an advertiser for 6 years and a customer of Noble Gold for five. They're the best there is. DaveHodgesGold.com. Hey, more on this. We're going to go to Doug Hagman and talk about the issues of the day. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. I want to thank you for staying with us. Listen, it's great to be with you, but we always like to say, hey, we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need to make it 1 million enslaved minds at a time. And people say, well, Dave, I can't do a podcast. I don't write articles. I'm not really sure what to do. Okay, find the work of people you like our guest Doug Hagman or myself or whoever you like or a combination, and distribute those articles and send them to people that really need to hear it. And people say, you're one of those conspiracy theorists. You need to tune out that noise and keep sending them things. Now, the one thing I would tell you that works, and I found, naysayers will respond to their own critical issues. So if you could demonstrate how the corruption that we're dealing with in our own government affects someone on a personal or professional level, then you'll have them hooked. Then you can branch out from there. But I'm really, really encouraging you to become active. If CBDC comes in, it's game over. If we go to war, like, for example, if Poland and Belarus start shooting it out and both sides start to go all out war, we'll be under martial law. It'll be game over. We are really close to being locked down to a total dictatorship, because once you're in central bank digital currency or military martial law due to a war situation, they will control every resource. They'll tell you what you can eat, what you can spend money on. The 15-minute cities will come in, the whole nine yards. We are really close. Phase one of CBDC is done. It's FedNow, which I have no problem with. It speeds up payments. It's completely ethical and legal. I like it, but that's why they did it first. They want to get you hooked so they can bring in their BS down the road. So this is a plea from me to please share these broadcasts far and wide. Now, we have Doug Hagman on from Hagman PI. And he's got a great, great show. In fact, I was honored to be on his show recently, and he has tremendous guests. He's a true warrior for truth, saving America as best we can. He comes from the right place. He's a man of God. And I ask people like Doug when I have them on, you know, whether it's Doug or Sarah Westall or Paul Preston or Ted Brough or whoever I have on, I ask them, in your work, and you touch so many different subject areas and have access to so much information, what concerns you the most? So, Doug, first of all, my friend, welcome to the show. It's been too long since you've been on, but we're going to fix that. But I want to ask you that central question. What really moves the needle for you? If you wake up in the middle of the night, why is that happening?
That's a great question. And you know what, Dave? My answer to that question is the loss of our country. And that's more of a consequence than anything else. To me, as you had mentioned, the central bank digital currency, the fact that we are losing our First Amendment rights, that they're being controlled and can be controlled, like we saw with the Canadian truckers, especially if CBDC comes into play. That probably, I would say that's number one. Number two is the lawlessness. Okay, now, Dave, I'll tell you something. And by the way, thank you for being on the show. It was yesterday. Folks, if you haven't seen it, Dave Hodges was on fire. I'm going to plug my own show, The Hagman Report.
No, please do. Yes, I want you to.
I'm going to tell you, just go to HagmanPI.com. It's front and center for Thursday. I'm sorry. I don't even know what day it is. Okay. So I think it's episode 4497, I think, or 96, but you'll find it. But World War III, like you had mentioned off air while we're talking briefly, is part of that loss of the Republic. And why World War III? I think what we're seeing right now, and this is kind of a long-winded answer to your question, is what happened in 2016 with the election of Donald Trump. Like him, hate him, I don't really care. It disrupted the timeline in the agenda of the globalists. Okay. So they are now making up for lost time through a stolen election. And anyone, by the way, anyone out there who thinks or doesn't believe the election was rigged in 2020, man, I don't know what you're reading, but there is ample evidence. And I'm an investigator by profession. I'm not, people will call me a talk show host. I can barely talk sometimes. Okay. So I'm an investigator. I've been an investigator for 35 years. I go where the evidence leads me. And the totality of evidence, and Dave Hodges has taught me a lot, folks. This is not, you know, a glamour society or a
well, it's bi-directional, Doug, because you've been a stalwart for truth and defending our republic for more years than I've been involved.
But the one thing that you taught me was it had to do with Arizona. And when you look at Arizona, there's a template there. Maricopa County is like the microcosm to the entire nation in terms of theft. Okay. Our elections really are in peril. Our freedoms are in peril. World War III is at our doorstep. And why is World War III at our doorstep? Is it because we're being threatened? No, it's because the crimes that Ukraine is a laundromat for the globalists, a monetary laundromat. And it's the playground of the globalists. So they've got to hide certain things, and when Russia came in to Ukraine, they can't have Russia putting out information against the globalists writ large, so including those in the United States, both Republican and Democrat. So that's why we're seeing what we're seeing right now. And we're seeing some really, you know, cutting of the Nord Stream pipeline. To me, all of these things represent this desperation by the deep state, by the administrative state, by the global administrative state. But it all comes down to your original question. You know, what concerns me the most? The loss of our republic, because we're getting attacked not just from without, but from within.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we're a captured operation. America is a captured operation right now. The DOJ, President Donald Trump, and think about this, yesterday or whenever, I think it was yesterday, being indicted, what was it, for charge, 600 years in prison. Or if you really want to stretch this a little bit to the letter of the penalty, he can get the death penalty. This is a presidential candidate, a former president, never before in the history. So a captured Department of Justice, a captured media, a captured executive branch.
Captured and Senate.
Yes, thank you. So all of this combined leads me to say a republic is in peril. And I got to tell you this real quick. This was the first, we're in August now, but Memorial Day weekend, I had run some errands, and that was the first time I've ever seen in my 60 plus years of life, some Americans flying their American flags upside down for Memorial Day, meaning that's a signal of distress.
I think it's appropriate, don't you?
100%. But, yeah. You know, that tells me that more people are waking up because of you and because of me, because of us. And the more we spread the word, and that's why Dave said, spread this everywhere. Let's wake people up. And then we have to decide upon a course of action. And I think that's a very personal thing for each one of us, because you know what? There's no leader that's going to direct us and to tell us what to do. And if we do organize, it's going to be infiltrated by the feds. So I think we have to, like you said on the program yesterday, I think we have to really push the senators, the House of Reps, both on a state and federal level, by emails, by phone calls, because they may not listen and they may not read, but they count. And I think you, man, when you said that, that resonated with me. And I'm thinking, you know, the more people that do this, and people say, oh, that's just an exercise in futility. Not if enough people do it.
That's
and
right.
That's
And,
where,
and
that's
we need
where
to
I
do
think
it.
you're right.
So that's, you know, like I said yesterday, people, their individual letter won't matter. And you only need to write one. You can blind copy, so even know who it's going to, and address it back to yourself. And you do your state and House rep or Senate rep in your state, and then your two senators and your representative. And you tell them your job depends on, well, for example, for me, it would be indicting all people who are against America First candidates or whatever your issue is. And it doesn't even matter what you say. Okay, but you send the same one every day and encourage everyone you know to do it. So 5,000 becomes 50,000, becomes a million. And all of a sudden they're saying, holy bleep, we got a big problem here. And now, you know, politicians see the light when they feel the heat, Doug. And we need to turn up the heat. But I will tell you this, and I really do believe this. If we allow CBDC to come in its final form, okay, people will be in the streets with guns stealing from each other because they'll create scarcity to control us, but also they'll turn on government, but we'll get crushed by that point. If there's got to be an uprising, number one, it has to come from the military, but the military, and Doug, I've been told this by several people, several military, retired and current, high ranking. The number I hear is if we feel about 3 out of 4 Americans are ready for the coup, we will do the coup. That's what I've been told, but we won't do the coup without the public support. So we got to be in the streets. We got to raise hell. And then the military takes over if it comes to that point. If we don't do it, Doug, we're going to go down the road of Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia and Maoist China. They're going to be killing people by the droves to get what they want.
No, I totally agree with you on that. And if I can, I don't mean to turn this around, but if I can ask you a question about the CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency, how do you see, and this is something that I've been wrestling with, how do you see that manifesting itself given where we are today? In other words, would it be precipitated by a banking crisis or a some sort of black swan event?
I mean, your instincts are good.
Okay.
I think it's exactly. People will be told the dollar will collapse, and they've already set this up. You know, the BRICS movement is not this spontaneous. It's planned by the globalists. They're funding these nations, going to gold. There's no question about it. And they're moving away from the dollar to collapse this economy. When the economy's collapsed and the country is desperate, and we're in free fall right now economically, so I don't think we're far away. It'll be, I think, a financial crisis. And, oh, but we'll forgive all your debts. And I'm role-playing here, Doug, but I could foresee this scenario.
I love, okay, I thank you for doing this because I've been, by the way, I've gotten a ton of emails asking me this very question. So, you know, and I would always respond, look, I really don't know, but other people have ideas that like you. So, okay, continue, please.
Okay. So let's say, you know, your dollar is like the Weimar Republic. By the way, it only took 2 months for the Weimar Republic to collapse. And I had German relatives that lived in my house when I was a little kid that had to leave Germany during this time. And they saw either communism or fascism coming in. They saw Hitler. They saw the communist forces that were opposing him, but they knew what was coming was not going to be good because people were desperate. But it took 2 months for the Weimar Republic to absolutely collapse. That old history book caption we see where the German lady is pushing the wheelbarrow full of cash to go into the grocery store. My relatives told me when I was a kid, they used to close their stores at noon so they could change the prices. And they changed the prices again at night. Sometimes they'd close the store in the middle of the afternoon, and eventually everything collapsed. Okay. Listen, if the Weimar Republic collapsed in 2 months and it was a national currency, the dollar is international. The forces on it will be much greater the collapse will come with more rapidity. But I could see, you know, Biden or whoever the stooge in charge is stand up and say, hey, we'll get through this fireside chat. Just pretend I'm FDR. We'll be okay. But here's the deal. We got to get away from the dollar, but we've got an answer. The magic pill is central bank digital currency. But Doug, once it's in, they control it. They control it. It's just like Trudeau grabbing bank accounts. That was the litmus test to see if people would rise up against that, and they didn't. And they'll say, okay, but you got to give us control over finances. We have to regulate wasteful spending. We have to protect the climate. So you can't spend money on things that are going to harm the climate. But if we do these things, we'll come out the other side okay. And that's the fake promise. That's the fool's gold that will set up mass genocide in this country and a complete dictatorship like Maoist China. You got to remember, what they're going to bring in, the social credit they'll bring in, emanates from Google, and it was first tried out and beta tested in China, and it's very effective.
Okay. All right. So it will involve debt forgiveness. And
my belief. My belief.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, okay. Because let's, okay. And the other question, kind of relative to that, is if I had, I don't know, a stack of gold coins here or something, or silver or whatever, could there be a parallel economy? I'm thinking, if there is a central bank digital currency, you can't pay your property taxes if you own property with gold or silver. They're not going to take it. They're going to say, no, you got to be part of the system. So we are going to be frozen out of the system unless we fight. And when we fight, it's going to be, oh, it's going to be so terrible. I mean, believe me, the Civil War, Okay. That's kind of, I'm good. Thank you for.
Let me address that one point you brought up, because your instincts again are really good, because you do this work every day. But with regard to a parallel economy, the time to have a parallel economy is right now. Because we have the freedom to do it. We can decide what we'll spend our money on or not spend our money on. And Bud Light, Target, Disney are testimonies to the fact that the public still rules with the purse. Once CBDC gets in, you're not going to have these options. This is why I'm telling you right now, parallel economy is the way to go. Now, I represent Noble Gold, but I'll say this. I've been advertising for 6 years, but I've been a customer for 5 because I saw this coming. I talked about CBDC coming as long as 4 years ago, because it was being discussed in globalist circles in the WEF. And I had guests on the show that educated me as to what is going on. But what I learned was this, is that once CBDC gets in, they will control, oh, no, you can't buy meat, Mr. Hodges, this month. You had your allotment last month. You went over. No, you ran your air conditioner too long, so we're reducing you by 20%. It's all technocracy. Everything will tie in to CBDC, your utilities, your transportation. This is how they'll take cars away from you. The electric car thing is just a mirage. The electric cars lost $3.5 billion last year. It's a losing proposition. It's a fool's gold. So to make a long story short, when they control how you spend your money, and as I said on your show yesterday, they'll also spy on you in your homes. Yes. There are 7 to 10 devices in your home for the average American that can spy on you. And it'll be just like the Russian kids ratting their parents out in first grade without realizing what they were telling their teachers. And then the KGB shows up and say, come with us. You're going to the gulag, and the state will raise your kids. This is what we're headed towards. We have a parallel economy now. And Doug, let me just address this. I want to get your reaction to this. People ask me this question. Why is Target and Bud Light, why are they doubling down on this perverse agenda? I mean, stuff that America just, why are they choosing? I mean, Bud Light sales, they can't even give their beer away to bars. They've tried to do giveaways and they won't do it. So why are they willing to do it? And this is what I hope we can get out and talk about. It's called ESG, environmental, social. Fine. Okay. Now the social part is this. The social part says, if your score is low on the social, okay, then you're not a good person. And they're going to tie credit for a business to this. Your ESG rating will be like your business credit rating. Will you be able to borrow money? That's one thing. And every business collateralizes on debt and also borrows money to be able to expand their business. But here's what they're hoping for, Doug. And we had this experiment done during the lockdowns.
Yep.
There were essential businesses and non-essential businesses. The essential businesses performed the same tasks as the small non-essential businesses, but the box stores made record profits while 58% of small businesses went out of business. Even though they were doing the same thing, they could have established the same sanitary protocols, but this was the great experiment. Will people buy into the BS of an essential business? So Target does, well, let's put it this way. They're not happy with losing money, but they know they've got to get to the collapse of the dollar and the implementation of central bank digital currency so they're allowed to exist, and they may have shared monopoly control over their portion of the economy because they played the ESG game. That's why they're willing to lose money. But I would say this, keep up the parallel economy right now. Buy your gold, buy your silver, okay? Don't shop these box stores any more than you have to. Shop mom and pop stores because the money stays in your community 16 times longer and does 16 times more good. And we have lots of data on this. So I would say do that and make it really expensive for these bastards to do this stuff to us. But once CBDC's in, we lose that option. Now, you asked about gold and silver. Oh, they'll outlaw you growing your food. They're going to outlaw you having gold and silver. They're going to outlaw you having guns. And I say big middle finger to you, come and get it. And if every American does that, they would almost have to build a fence around the country and call it jail.
You know, exactly. I mean, by the way, double middle finger to, you know. However, if everyone becomes ungovernable, or those people who know what's going on, if they say, no, we're not going to do this, think about the COVID BS. If everyone said, I'm not wearing a mask, and I know I did, masks would not be, that wouldn't be an issue, or I'm not going to social distance, which is just ridiculous.
That's no science on that. There's no science.
No, none. So if everyone said no, or at least not, if not everyone, at least the people who are awake. And I know, you know, my wife said something to me during that time. She said to me, I just don't want to make a scene. Okay. Well, no, make a scene and be seen and be heard, because that will give others that courage, I think, to speak up and speak out and stand up and stand against what's coming. So, you know, I think your articles, by the way, if you, again, I appreciate reading them. It's kind of like my show prep. This concerns me a lot, what is taking place right now. And if we all are not on board, or at least the majority of us, I am afraid the only other alternative, Dave, is a very, very, very bloody, I don't know whether to call it a civil war or revolution. I'm not sure which.
Yeah. You want me to make a prediction of if we're totally defiant, what's going to happen? I want to see if you agree with this. Let's compare notes.
All right.
I know that the last four Chinese defense ministers have called for genocide in America, and they're not going to do an EMP. They don't want nukes. They want our resources because they lack them in China, and they can't sustain their population with what they have. So they want to inhabit a America for resources. It's intact, but they don't want us here. In fact, there have been many speeches given by CCP members that talk about this, including their defense ministers. What they have talked about the most is using chemical weapons.
Yes.
And so if we're totally resistant, we're going to have to be prepared to fight. And people look at me on my YouTube channel and say, Dave, why do you do something stupid like advertise for gas masks? I just told you the reason why.
Yep.
We're going to have to prep. We're going to have to get ready. And it will be Lexington and Concord all across the country. And we'll be fighting Chinese. They'll be brought in under the banner of the UN, under the Kigali principles that Obama illegally signed a treaty because it didn't pass the Senate. And they'll bring in the Chinese and other associated forces to try to subjugate this country. That's when I believe the military will rebel. Not the military out of the Pentagon, but base commanders, division commanders. We're going to see them jump ship, and they will join with the people, and we will have one hell of a bloody mess, Doug, if it gets to this point.
Well, I totally agree with you on that. And there's something called the secret speech by Wei Fang.
Wei Fang.
Go ahead. What's that?
Wei Fang, the defense minister?
No. This goes back to the 90s. The Chinese, I'm not sure. He was a general talking about it was called the secret speech, and about how using the moral, social, tearing at our moral and social fabric, becoming a lawless country, putting in, infiltrating various institutions from academia to government institutions. Think Fang with Swalwell, and among other things. And then, of course, what you mentioned yesterday on the show, as well as leaving the southern border open. And by the way, that's another thing that bothers me. It's not really a by the way thing. It's an and thing. You know, when you look at what's taking place with the southern border, I wrote a column for Wisconsin Christian News. That's at it's a courtesy column now on their front page. But more than 7 million illegal aliens, criminals, have invaded the United States by way of the southern border, and that includes 1.4 million. Who evaded capture by the Customs and Border Patrol. Now, the number of criminals, and they're criminals, who invaded this country, allowed in by Biden and Secretary Mayorkas, who should be impeached if not worse, exceeds the combined total of the population of 35 states in America.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about that, I mean, that's just to date. 140 individuals on the DHS terror watch list this fiscal year alone. They don't know where they are in this country. Oh, and then we have the Chinese. There are over 8,000 men, Chinese men of military fighting age in this country. And we know for a fact that many of them are spies and combatants. So
I have a former general from Arsof that told me they estimate the Chinese forces that are here in our country are between 100 and 250,000.
Easy. Yes. Yeah. When I worked investigations in New York City, now this is going back 10 years, there would be houses. Apartment buildings and entire floors given to Chinese illegals. Okay. And the cops knew about it. The government knew about this. I was blown away by the number. You would take a two bedroom apartment in New York City. Those are pretty small, and stuff like, 16 Chinese men in there. Okay. And think about like entire floors or entire buildings filled with them. They are out there, and it's the landlords are taking money from these CCP related entities and NGOs for this. They're selling out our country for personal enrichment. So they're already here. And I think when you think about this, along with Pritzker allowing police in allowing illegals to become police in Illinois, what the heck? They're the ones who they'll shoot you first just because there's no ties to America. They're not your next door neighbor. They're not your, you didn't grow up with them and they became a police officer and you didn't. These people are imported for one reason only and allowed to become police officers for one reason only. to take away your guns and to kill you ultimately. But
that's right.
But, you know, so
you know that,
anyway.
That FEMA camp document that you and I have talked about and publicized,
yes.
FM 39.4, it
yeah.
talks about for confinement, they talk about using foreign personnel. That
yes.
American personnel will train foreign personnel, and that's because foreigners will have no compunction to kill Americans.
And we're seeing that. So, you know, for Pritzker to, for the state legislature to create a bill to allow illegals to become police officers, and Pritzker to ostensibly, he'll sign that bill, is absolutely ridiculous. And that's going to happen in other states. And that's why I think you and I spoke at one time, you know, the local action is extremely important. We have to get involved locally. And then county, then state. We have to take all the steps and get rid of all these people. It's just not a federal problem. And then, by the way, it's easier to fight on a local and a county level than a federal level. And we have to start there anyway. So, but these are the things I think that are contributing to the loss of our republic and that are going to put you and I in camps or you and I in the ground. And you know what? I think it's going to happen. I think the trigger, they're going to pull the trigger. They have to, because pull the trigger sooner rather than later. The reason being, President Trump right now, even through his indictments, multiple indictments, imagine him taking power in 2024. Do you think they're going to let him do that? I can't imagine him.
They can't take him out. He'll be in jail at the time of the election, and he still might get elected, but they'll kill him.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton's talked about when he was in DHS. He's talked about this on our show. They talked about presidential assassinations as a course of their duties. And they believe that Trump would, if he was going to be taken out, would not be through the lone nut assassin Kennedys and MLK. The American public won't buy that any longer. It'll be through a mass casualty event, and the president will be deemed to be collateral damage for a terrorist act. They'll probably blame it on MAGA. And this is what Doug has talked about on my show. He's in D.C. He's going to jail. And people got really mad at me when I said that on YouTube yesterday. But he's in D.C. Look at what they've done with the J6 people. No evidence, withholding exculpatory evidence, and a corrupt judges that are bought and paid for. And they go to jail. They don't get to see their lawyer. They're not fed properly. They don't get their cancer medication. I could go on and on. Trump is headed to jail. Now, will the Supreme Court move in time? And I'll tell you this. If you think there were riots and attempted assassinations of Supreme Court justices during Roe v. Wade, wait until Trump is in jail and the Supreme Court's dealing with the case. The pressure will be relentless.
You make a great point. And you know what? If I can make a prediction right here on your show, and I've said this before, I had a filmmaker, documentarian, Joel Gilbert on the program. I do believe they're going to roll out Michelle Obama for the 2024 ticket. Many people say Gavin Newsom, but I think it's going to be
Michelle. Will she run as a man or a woman, or doesn't it matter? We don't want to misgender Michelle Obama, because we step into Michigan, we'll get arrested and fined $10,000.
The heck I will. I'll say what I look, as long as it's not against the free speech is free speech. But you know what? Joel Gilbert, him and I went round and round, because I said she's a guy, right? Well, his research is impeccable, and I got to tell you, she is, well, at least through 2015, she was a she. Okay, now, that's, he convinced me of that, because I saw the original source documents of her younger and other things. But anyway, the one thing that is really problematic in that is that one of their daughters is not Barack's. Okay, so there's a whole big story behind that, but people don't care about that anymore. But I don't know what she is now. If she had surgery or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah,
But
not qualified, disbarred as an attorney. So that tells you character wise what you're getting.
Exactly. But I'm going to tell you, because I told Joel Gilbert, I said, look, I'm disappointed. I'm actually disappointed to hear that she's a she, or that she, at least through the time period he researched. Who knows what happened since then, but nonetheless, I believe that to be the case, because you can't roll out a middle-aged white guy and put him in the White House, in my view, that being Gavin Newsom, even though he's measuring the drapes there. So you're going to have to get a female, black female, ostensibly, into the Oval Office, and I think they're going to roll out Michelle Obama. For the popularity, she'll, you know, win the popular vote against Donald Trump, who, like you said, may be in jail, may run from jail, which is not really a problem. But what if he wins? Then what?
He'll pardon himself. And then the real riots will start.
Oh, man, my head hurts. You think about this.
Yeah, I'm sorry to give you such a brutal audience, but that's an honest answer from my perspective. He'd be foolish not to pardon himself. Hey, if you just did, all the comparisons have been done, but just to quickly recap, okay, yeah. Biden as vice president, illegal, no protection, has classified documents in his basement. I mean, his garage.
Yep.
Okay. No protection whatsoever. Trump had the National Archives people in Mar-a-Lago, and they said, put a lock on the door, put a camera up, and you're good. They gave him the seal of approval. Then all of a sudden now there's a problem. Barack Obama kept more documents than Trump did. Nothing will happen. Then there's Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State documents, five-year violations for what she did on a private server and computer. Mayorkas is now guilty of the same thing, and nothing happens to them. You see, if we were a lawful nation, the 14th Amendment comes in. You have to enforce the law equally across the board, and it's not being enforced equally across the board. I mean, the Bragg charges were just a joke. Statute of limitations, so they bootstrapped it to some federal law that doesn't even apply and repeated it 38 times to get the 38 counts. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on. What they're trying to do is take the 50% of America that's too dumb to pour piss out of a boot and hope they can influence their vote if they show up and vote. That's one thing they'll do, Doug. The second thing they're trying to do with this is they're hoping they actually get a conviction somewhere and they'll lock him up in jail. And the sight of him doing the perp walk will take maybe more votes away, and maybe it'll prevent him from running. The Republicans will ditch him. And you notice, too, the opportunists like Chris Christie, what a joke he is. Hey, Chris, go have a Big Mac and shut the hell up. that jackass doesn't miss a chance to say Trump's guilty. Mitt Romney and his kid were involved in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's not forget that.
And Heinz and Kerry. And I mean, who hasn't who among that Washington morass hasn't been involved in Ukraine? I can't think of.
Well, I got to tell you may not know this. And I reran the article about 5-6 weeks ago. Back in 2016, I ran a piece because I got a hold of a government document that they flew in Ukrainian prosecutors, they being Obama. And we had the names of the people from the various federal agencies that would do seminars for Ukrainian prosecutors. It was January of 2016. And I can guarantee what they were thinking. Yeah. Hillary's going to win, but just in case, we better CYA. And here's what they did. The purpose was to teach Ukrainian prosecutors to prosecute Burisma and Rosemont Seneca without ensnaring American politicians or their kids. Yes. And that was, and I have the flight itinerary. They left on their last leg of the flight. They left Munich, Germany, flew into Dulles. We know the hotels that they held these seminars in, and it was a 5-day set of seminars. I published it. They knew, they were admitting guilt right there about what I wrote an article. And this is before all this crap with Biden surfaced. I wrote an article that said, don't they have law schools in Ukraine? I mean, what the hell is going on here?
Well, you know, that. Thank you for reminding me about that, because I remember that, and I remember thinking, how in the world did you get that information? Because no one else came out with that. Now, some did after that, but nothing before. I was just blown away by that information. So,
Let's put it this way. It was an intercept from an agency that I'm not going to mention, and they picked me to do it because they liked how I covered the attempted coup to save Ambassador Stevens in Benghazi. And they liked what I did there. And they said, this is the guy we're choosing to break this story. I had kill switches in place, Doug, trust me, because I knew I was taking a big leap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was I'm going to have to go back and find that because I want to reread that again.
Send me a text and I'll go grab it for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I was astounded at that time. And that, like you said, that was 2016, right?
January of 2016.
Okay,
And they had every reason to believe they weren't going to need it. It was an insurance policy. I'm sure that's how they looked at it. Just in case Hillary doesn't win. And I'll tell you this, no one believes this, but I believe Hillary got defeated because she got exposed 5 days for the election about her illegal computer activity. I really think that cost her the election. I think it was a toss-up at that point in time. But, you know, the mainstream media, they're having polls out that said she's ahead by 12%. I was laughing my butt off at that.
Do you think at the time Comey, who brought that out, realized? I mean, for the life of me, I'm thinking, if he really disliked Donald Trump that much, why did he do that?
I think I know the answer.
Oh, please.
Okay, this is what I've been told by some people who've had a lot of government experience. Comey was afraid that he thought Hillary might lose. She probably will win, but she could lose. And he doesn't want to be complicit and be an accessory after the fact for her crimes by covering it up. So here's what he did. He exposed it. So now he's not legally responsible. But he said, no responsible prosecutor will ever go after this. Well, first of all, that wasn't his damn job. His job was to expose it.
Right.
The DOJ should have acted on it. That's number one. Okay.
Right.
And she should have been recommended by him for criminal prosecution. So he tried to minimize the damage to Hillary. But this was a CYA for Comey because, see, Comey, when Hillary was involved in illegal activities with HSBC Bank, a lot of it child trafficking, gun running, drug running, yep, through the Clinton Foundation, a lot, yep, of it was going in and out of Ukraine. Comey was with HSBC Bank in London. And I know this because I got an HSBC former senior VP that's been on my show a lot of times to talk about this. He got fired over exposing this. He took it to Loretta Lynch when she was the district attorney for the Southern District of New York federal court. And she got forced to where she had to fine HSBC $5 million, but it was for minimal charges. And Comey was involved with Hillary. And Comey would have been afraid that if he didn't prosecute or at least identify Hillary's crimes, the trail might go back to him. And if he's looked at as an accessory and they start doing legal background checks, then he's going to be brought in for HSBC. And then the fines and the prison sentences get really long. And so this is how he escaped it. He really thought Trump was going to go after her. I really believe that.
Okay. And that makes sense when you explain it that way. Folks, I'll tell you what. I mean, this back and forth, it's important to me. It's important to have. Okay. Because I've got questions that I don't know the answers to. I've got some answers that.
Me too.
You know. So this back and forth is important, but I guess at the end of the day, you know, if I know it's on everyone's mind, we really have to save the Republic. And Dave, one of the things that really bothers me is as a Christian conservative, Christian first. Okay.
Yeah.
I cross people that say it's up to God. Well, no, the work is up to us. The results are up to God. God is in control. Okay. This is my message to the people who tell me, well, there's nothing you can do because God has got this. Well, yeah, God's got this, but he doesn't, he's not going to do anything for us. I mean, well, that's, boy, I don't mean to sound.
What did Jesus do in the temple with the money changers.
Yes.
That's the lesson for all of us to follow as Christians.
Exactly. So as much as I believe in the Christian, the Christian bias in a good way, as much as I'm biased in a Christian manner, I do believe it requires effort on our part. So we cannot lie down and occupy until he comes, of course, means, hey, you know what? We put you here for a reason, or I put you here for a reason, and we have to know what our task is. I think a lot of people are afraid to step out. I think fear is responsible for people not.
Yeah,
acting.
Remember I said yesterday on your show, three groups of people: the criminals in politics, the ones who cover up hoping they'll get to step in and benefit too. Yep. And then the third group are the ones who are too chicken bleeper to do anything about it. And you're exactly right, Doug. This is what I believe as well, too. But here's the deal. You don't get to heaven through good works. But once you make the decision you're a Christian, you have to make a stand. Okay, for example, you're going to take the mark of the beast. CBDC will be the mark of the beast. There's no question in my mind that's true.
Yeah, I don't have much. I have to agree with you on that, because, you know, no man can buy or sell. I mean, boy, you talk about fitting that description. And I saw recently, I think it was from the WEF, where they were talking actually about implants in your palm or your hand. So, yeah, I totally agree with you on this. And you know, I am not going into that quiet night, okay? I am going to fight until the last breath I have, because I'm not dying in bed. I'm going to die on my, you know, with my boots on and doing what I need to do.
You agree with me. We're not going to no camp.
No. And you know, this is not, when I look in the mirror, and boy, the mirror doesn't like me, but when I look in the mirror, this isn't about me. This is about my grandkids. This is about my adult children. This is about the future. And you know, it bothers me the most, people who can't think beyond themselves. And I hope people realize, even if you don't have kids, do it for the generations beyond. Think bigger. And, I'd love to, and I'm sure you'd love to be out doing something else rather than doing this, or maybe not, but you know.
I hear what you're saying. I did a YouTube piece today. It's people, I'm going to send you there. It's called "You Can Survive the Collapse of America If You Can Answer These Questions." And these are the questions I asked right here. What we've talked about, what you've brought up today. I mean, we're like-minded, Doug. This is why we've had rather than a question-answer host ask the guest questions, we've had an exchange of ideas, because we're both involved in this. And you can't bring on someone like Doug or bring on Ted Brewer or whoever and not have this kind of exchange, because we deal with this every day. And we hope that you've benefited from it. Doug, we're just about out of time. We're going to have to follow up, because I don't think we're done. But in the time we have left, tell people how they can follow your good work. And it is really good work.
Well, I appreciate that. Really simple, folks. HagmanPI.com. HagmanPI. Kind of like Magnum PI. You know?
Love it. I love it.
The retro look. But HagmanPI.com. And from there, you can get our audio, video feeds. You can get, I wrote a couple of, you can go to Amazon for that. But HagmanPI.com, that's where to go. And stellar guests like Dave Hodges and others who come on, who really make the program. And I appreciate your time. And I thank you for the back and forth, because so many times these interviews are just, not with you, but some interviews are just one-sided. I appreciate the interaction. And I appreciate the fact that iron does sharpen iron. And hopefully we answer some people's questions out there.
And one of the best shows we did recently kind of parallels is I had Doug Thornton, ex-DHS Combat Marine, Bob Griswold, with background I can't talk about, but it's good. And he's a known, he owns really the best survival company in the world. And the three of us were on, and we had a heck of a time. We need to do more of this, Doug. I do appreciate you coming on, though. And they're going to turn the lights out on me if I don't go. So, hey, look, thanks for coming on. Continued great work with your show. And let's hope that we can keep the wolf from the door a little while longer.
Amen, brother. God bless you and you. Your audience. Thank you.
God bless you. We'll see you back here next time, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.